Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And away we go. It's a Getaway Friday. Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Whew. It's a Getaway Friday. Friday, May the 1st, 2026. May Day, as it were. 13 coming up on 14 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. And May Day's the day you take out a pole and dance around it if you're a girl. And I think that's in hope of spring?
I don't know.
I guess so.
To usher in spring.
I guess. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to give me a buzz if there's anything on your mind. We've got a lot to talk about here, and always a lot going on. And I think these political races certainly are of the moment, because the primary is coming up next Tuesday, May the 5th, on the Cinco de Mayo. And it should be interesting, to say the least. So what do you think of this primary, Matt?
Well, I'm excited. I think the primary is going to be good. I think it's going to be rather telling as far as the gubernatorial race goes. So I'm interested to see what happens there.
Well, I wonder if Putch will get 10%.
10% sounds like a lot.
Okay. We'll find out. If he gets better than 10%, I don't think that's going to bode well for Ramaswamy as we head into the fall.
Probably not.
Let's see here. Well, gas prices are $4.99 now, nearing $5. I don't ever remember them being that high, and I don't remember the increase being as steep as it's been. Going from $2.50 in, I think, February the 24th, the night of the State of the Union, to $4.99.
Well, you know, we didn't bomb
Iran. By the end
of
April.
We didn't bomb Iran until after the State of the Union. You had to let Donald Trump talk about how great the country was before we went to war.
But even Iraq did not climb that steep. The Iraq war did not cause gas prices to go up that quick and to this extent.
How much was gas before the war?
It was a $4 range. It was for something. Before this war?
No. Before I
don't, 15 years ago, you want me to remember gas prices?
Yeah!
I don't remember. Google it.
What do you mean? I mean, like, you know, if you ever talk to, like, I don't know, my grandpa would be like, I remember when gas was, like, I don't know, however much it was, you know, the whole, like, 50 cents a gallon kind of thing. Let me get
no,
gas for 50 cents a gallon.
It was not that low.
Yeah, I know.
But, matter of fact, we had a lady call in yesterday who said in the late 70s, gas was over a dollar.
I can believe that.
So, there you are. All right. So the county commissioner race, I guess we'll see how that all shakes out. I don't know who is going to win that or how that's going to turn out. And I don't know what's going to go on in the 86th district. I think that's very interesting. I also think the treasurer race is fascinating because you've got one person backed by the vice president in Edwards, and then Roehinger backed by Vivek Ramaswamy. I think that's interesting.
Gas prices went up very slow.
Yeah, I thought so.
War started in 2003. It was around $1.61 then. In 2005, so 2 years later, it started exceeding $2. And then in 2008, it peaked above $4.
Right. So again, 2 months.
Well, what'd you expect? They cut off the Strait
of Hormuz. Well, I didn't expect that.
They cut off the Strait of Hormuz!
Who did?
Iran.
Yeah.
And I guess by proxy, us, because now we've just blockaded the blockade.
So how has any of this helped?
Well, none of it's done anything, as far as I'm concerned.
I just want to know how $5 gas prices are going to help the Republican Party, because the party in power is going to get the blame.
Yep, well. Well, you know, they're the ones who supported the war, largely.
I don't know. I don't know. I think it's very, very strange how it's all trickling out here. Go ahead, caller.
Well, back in my younger days there, gas, I was working on the railroad, and we had lunch coming up. I said, hey, I want to take my car over there and fill it up. I saw up there on Main Street, gas was 24 cents a gallon. So it held the van that I bought. It had pretty big tanks on it. And I think it was 26 gallon or 28 gallon, something like that. And, 24 cents a gallon. That was a pretty good buy. And prior to that, friends of ours, my buddies that I hunted and fished with, we went up into Canada and going up through Michigan, up the tip of Michigan, I could see it a long ways off. Big, long, narrow sign. When we got up there, I imagine it was 20 foot high, real narrow, maybe 4 foot wide, and it said 19 cents a gallon. I said, hey, boys, I said, get your wallet out. We're going to make a heyday here. And it was 19 cents a gallon. Hey, they used to have those. Now, I heard you talking about the war, Iraq and this and that. We're blaming it on this and that. But they had what they call a gas war. So we've been having gas wars in my book for a long time. When you go from here to Delaware and it's 10 or 15 cents differential, that's a war. And that ain't caused by nobody but the people that is putting the prices on the gas at the pumps. Now, I don't know if that was CEOs or how you want to judge that. You guys are smart enough. You can get that computer out and give me an answer on that. Who back in them days was that? And it continually growing and growing. Here we are. But the moral of my story is I got a vehicle that takes gasoline, and I got another a piece of equipment to mow my yard with that takes diesel. I was at Kroger's down there in the South End, and it said right there, $4.99 for gas and $5.99 for diesel. So don't cry too much when you got to have to cut your grass with a diesel at $5.99 and drive your car down to the pumps and get it at $4.99. That was kind of, I had to laugh it off, you guys. That's just about the way I have to. What are you going to do about it?
That's right.
There isn't much you can do about it.
That's about all you can do.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks.
So I just thought I had to put a little humor in this half coming up. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, we got a message here from one of our listeners this morning. In the 1960s, gas prices were incredibly stable, generally costing between 29 cents and 33 cents per gallon. Prices began to rise in the early 1970s and spiked significantly following the 1973 oil embargo, rising roughly 36 cents per gallon in 1972 to nearly 90 cents. By 1979, some areas saw local gas wars in the 60s with prices as low as 17 to 21 cents per gallon. These were the prices when I started driving.
When I started driving, I could fill up my car for 20 bucks. I put 40 bucks in my car the other day, and it put me at 3/4 a tank of gas.
Yeah, but when was that?
When did I start driving? Well, let's see. I'm 22 now. It takes 6 years off. So 2019, 2020, something like that.
Oh, it was the COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything plummeted during COVID.
Well, it worked well
that
for
wasn't,
me.
That wasn't normality,
I was about that.
No, but that's not like, ooh, that era was a great time to buy gas.
Well,
that
I mean,
was
even a, then, like, I mean, it, like...
People weren't driving. They were staying at home. That's why the
driving.
Gas prices went down.
Oh, best believe I was going everywhere.
But that's not reality of what most people were doing.
I'm not most people. I was paying $1.72 for gas.
This always comes back to the same thing we always talk about every week. You see things how they affected you, not how the majority of people.
$1.72 for gas.
Right, but that if you speak about that in 2020, that was not normal. If you would have looked at the price prior to COVID, it was much higher than that. It's not like they dropped by 50%.
Well, yeah.
There you go. In any event, they were at $4 in the end of the Iraq war.
Well, they definitely fell.
$4 per gallon. You know, but again, my point is, back to the original point, again, straying about as far away from the point as we can get here, in the last 2 months, they've gone up 100%.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't happen.
Well, can't get oil, I guess.
Well, we're supposed to have a reserve. That's why during the Iraq war, they were able to keep them somewhat stable.
We love to sell our oil reserves.
No, no, they're supposed to be a reserve that we can tap into to keep gas prices down.
Yeah, but they don't.
They have.
Yeah,
I know
they have.
Okay, so that's what I said. They have.
Yeah, but...
So why are we not now?
I don't know why they're not now. I mean, they did not too long ago, but it wasn't... It didn't do a whole lot. And also, we are, like, one of the largest oil exporters in the world, so...
But our oil is not... Didn't we get this thing a few weeks ago? Our oil is not the same. Ours is not manufactured as much as it needs to be to be used by us. It's not as refined as it needs to be. I thought that's what the caller explained a few weeks ago.
Nah, I don't know.
What do you know? We need some absolutes.
I don't know anything about gas. I know there used to be lead in gas.
There was some
that used to be a thing.
There were some outlaw gas stations in those days. Let me tell you, they'd rob you blind. Outlaw gas stations. Now, were they illegal? No, but they were outlaw. But
I don't know about that.
Why did you say it?
Look, I can pull up the definition of outlaw, and I guarantee you it's going to be like criminal.
Oh, God. Oh, man. What a day. In any event, moving right along here. Anyway, back to the gun conversation, though, because I did want to finish this gun conversation. With the point I was making is that I don't think either one of these candidates is going to have the definitive say on whether there are gun laws put into place.
No.
Okay, so why do I care?
Because if you put in... My vote does... It's literally the same concept. Like, you know how many people don't vote because they're just like, why? My vote doesn't matter. It's just one vote.
No, my point
is... enough people who do not vote
again,
that it does matter.
I think you missed the
so
point
if
again.
So if you put in somebody who is yes, you're right. If we put in one person who is pro-gun control, they're probably not going to get a lot done. But if you put in all of a sudden
but again,
four people, that's four separate people.
Yeah,
no, that's four votes.
I think you're missing the point.
And it'll just add up.
Because I'm talking about this race. And I'm saying if I went to Ben Weber today and got him on the phone and I said, Ben, are you pro gun laws? What do you think he's going to say?
Like, pro Second Amendment or pro gun control?
Pro gun control.
No.
Okay. So, wouldn't that make all his people in this alleged group that are giving him money? So he's going to be for gun laws? Angry that he's saying this?
Not a gun control bag.
Oh, but that's what they said.
That is what they said.
Oh.
Which is not true.
So they would be what, then, when they say that?
Misinforming.
Misinforming! So maybe they're misinformed, too.
Maybe they are misinformed.
So that's what you believe.
Well, and you know, you gotta see... I always like to attribute ignorance where
so they're ignorant. Ooh, now better watch out there.
Well, would you rather be dumb?
I wouldn't use the word ignorant.
Well,
you don't want to get on the wrong side of these people.
I'm going to use the word ignorant. Either you're ignorant or you did it in malice. So you either did it because you were look. Either way, I think I'd rather be dumb than doing something for a bad reason.
So how do you think Weslin knows what this is all about? Do you think she thinks that group is really for gun laws?
They do have the whole, like, it's the whole, I don't know, they have a name for it. It's the, like, basically an assault rifle buyback program.
Okay.
They do have that.
So, are they or aren't they?
No.
Okay. No. So, again,
the organization themselves will say that they're pro-Second Amendment.
Oh.
Again, doesn't even make sense. I mean, they're from Canada, but whatever, I'll just slide right past that.
but that's what we brought up here.
Yes.
So, why was this done?
The video?
Yeah, why is this a thing? Why are we even talking about it?
Because it was a video.
Right, but if this group is not even what they profess to be, why is the why are the Ohio gun owners saying they are, and why is Weslin reposting that video to say they are?
Well, it doesn't make Ben look good, I guess.
Right, but if it's not true, why would you do that?
Misinformed.
And do you think Ben is for gay marriage? Which was also something else they slipped in there?
Probably not, if I had to take a guess.
Okay. So, again, what is reality and what is not? So, why do it? Why did this group do that? Do you think this group's a lobby?
The Ohio gun owners?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, they say they're not.
I think they're probably a lobby.
So, again, why do that? If you're a lobby, why would you say specifically on your webpage, say you're not a lobby?
I don't think they specifically on their webpage say they're not a lobby.
Oh, I believe they do.
They specifically say, we are not a lobby.
I don't think it's that quote, but, you know, they do not like lobbyists, so do they not like themselves if you say they are a lobby?
I think they probably just don't like opposing lobbies.
I don't think that's what they say, but we can go back and look.
Well, I'm sure, yeah, it's probably not what they would say.
They say...
They do say our gun rights come from God.
Yeah, okay.
They do not come from God.
But this is what we believe. The Second Amendment is God-given, non-negotiable, and shall not be infringed ever. Now, what does that mean?
What do you mean? Like, I mean, God-given, I mean, I guess, you know, they believe that they come from God, which, you know, there's that. Non-negotiable, you know, non-negotiable, and shall not be infringed is directly...
Ever.
Ever is not directly quoted from the Second Amendment, but shall not be infringed is.
Yeah, okay, so why put ever on there?
I don't know. Honestly, I think I would have just quoted the Second Amendment there and left it at that.
Now, compromise is surrender. We don't beg politicians for rights. We hold them accountable. Our gun owners send them packing. Now, what does that mean?
Well, they don't compromise.
Mm-hmm.
We don't beg politicians for rights.
Compromise? No, they don't say we don't compromise. They say compromise is surrender.
Well, yeah. Okay. So, I mean, that one's pretty self-explanatory. They don't compromise. But then I was, you know, we don't beg politicians for... apparently they claim that they don't beg politicians for rights and instead we'll send them packing should the rights they want not be given, I guess.
An armed people are a free people. Disarmament is tyranny. And tyranny must always be resisted.
I generally agree with that.
Okay. But that's not factual. That's just what you agree with. That's an opinion.
Yeah, it's opinion. Yeah. Okay.
Freedom is preserved through bold, unapologetic grassroots action, not backroom deals with weak-kneed lobbyists. So do you think they think they're a lobby?
Do they think that? Well, no, I guess not.
Okay.
They're a non-for-profit. They're labeled as a non-for-profit.
So are they a lobby? You said they were a lobby.
I would, in my eyes, I would count them as a lobby.
But they don't do that.
They're labeled as a 501.
They don't do that.
They're labeled as a 501.
But they don't do that.
They don't say they're labeled. They're labeled as a 501. It's a 501.
Okay.
Non-for-profit.
We fight for freedom not just for ourselves, but for our children and grandchildren to inherit a free America.
Yeah, well, that's just about what everybody else says as well, so I'll just, you know, that one's fine, I guess.
Okay.
Hey, there's the director fellow. Chris something. I'm blind. I can't read the second word there.
What is his executive director? Anyway, the note, when I moved my family from Ohio to Ohio in 2016 to start Ohio Gun Owners, I had a simple mission to make Ohio one of the strongest pro-gun states in the nation. Growing up in a small farming community, I learned early that firearms aren't just tools for hunting. They're the cornerstone of freedom. Since launching Ohio Gun Owners in 2016, we've stopped Republican Governors John Kasich and Mike DeWine from ramming through red flag laws past Stand Your Ground and constitutional carry and built a grassroots army feared by politicians in both parties. But the fight is far from over. The gun control crowd in Columbus, led by a more radical Democratic Party than ever, is pushing bans, registries, and consifications, and they're counting on weak Republicans to help them do it. We can't sit back and hope politicians will do the right thing. We have to make them. That's what OGO exists to do. And that's why I'm asking you to join us in the fight. Okay. There you go.
Why did he move to Ohio to found the Ohio Gun Owners?
Don't know.
He could have just founded a gun owners club wherever he's at.
So that's the website. And based all on that, you would call them a lobby.
I would call them a lobby, but they're labeled, like, if you look them up, they're a 501. They're a non-for-profit.
Okay, so the point again is, Then what is Buckeye Firearms?
Buckeye Firearms might be more of like, I don't know, maybe they're labeled a political action committee.
See, I don't even understand why this is an issue, but, you know, okay.
Also a grassroots association, allegedly.
Always grassroots. You know, I just don't know.
They have basically the same mission statement, it seems, as the other people.
Okay. So, but they're the bigger group. So why haven't they knocked Ben down?
They're the bigger group?
Well, isn't that what it's, he says?
Who?
Ben?
I don't know what Ben said. I just know that the Buckeye Firearms...
Proud to have the backing and earn the highest rating of one of Ohio's largest Second Amendment advocates, Buckeye Firearms Association. I don't understand any of this.
So, apparently the difference is that the Buckeye Firearms Association is more pragmatic, whereas the Ohio Gun Owners is confrontational, no compromise.
Confrontational?
The whole thing
now
here.
Now, wait a second.
Hold on now.
Is confrontational?
The whole thing here says OGO, you know, the Ohio Gun Owners, is a confrontational, no compromise group that frequently attacks lawmakers, even those with high gun rights ratings, for not supporting every measure, often utilizing public campaigns and surveys.
Okay, so what's the difference?
The BFA is a long-established, pragmatic lobbying group focused on passing legislation with bipartisan support.
Okay.
They're at odds because, I guess, one's pragmatic and the other one's like firebrand 100% guns.
Oh. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I stand by what I said last hour then.
I still think fringe is a better word.
I don't really care.
You want me to pull
I could not care
less.
You
want me to pull up the definition of outlaw?
Again, I really couldn't care less about this at this point. I really couldn't care less about this whole issue because I just find it nasty, stupid politics.
Well, it's, yeah, nasty politics.
And I don't understand any of it, and why it's even an issue, I don't care. Do I think either one of these people are going to vote for any gun laws to go into effect? Absolutely not. Now, why one chooses one over the other, I don't understand, but it's just silliness. And this is the whole point of these elections. It is just absolutely silliness. Now, you say they're a lobby. I don't think they're a lobby. They don't say they're a lobby. Fine. They're not a lobby.
Yeah, but the Firearms Association doesn't say that they're a lobby. As a matter of fact, they say they're a grassroots organization.
Well, then they're not
also
a lobby.
Okay. Well, they're both lobbies, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, that's your opinion.
I agree. Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
It's my opinion.
Right. And that's all people are doing on these shows. But I just don't understand any of it.
Was not to understand.
Who cares? Neither one of them is going to admit that they're for any type of gun legislation. Neither one of these candidates is going to stand anywhere and say that they're for gun legislation. So what does this matter when you go into the booth to vote?
Well, I guess in theory, if you are like are 100% pro Second Amendment, like, you know, you should be able to have rocket launchers and, you know, whatever, then I guess, you know, then the Ohio Gun Owners is probably the candidate.
So does Wesleyan believe you should have rocket launchers?
I don't know.
Well, see, there you go again.
But
that's,
I mean,
I don't,
you know, the Ohio Gun Owners is
this,
you know,
is not about the Ohio Gun Owners. This is about the two people running in this area who people vote for.
Yeah. And the Ohio Gun Owners is pro, well, the, apparently like very, like, you know, pure pro Second Amendment,
but
I guess.
But do we know that any either of these people stand for everything that these groups believe in? I just thought this group gave them their rating.
Like, I guess. I mean, they give ratings, yeah.
So again, who cares?
I don't know why there's an F and an A, though. Like, they're like, you know, seems about those are the only two.
Because there is no middle ground on this issue.
What do you
mean? That's the problem.
There's all kinds of middle ground.
Oh, how's that?
I think the Buckeye Firearms Association is literally pragmatic bipartisan support.
Okay, so how do you go from A to F then?
Well, I don't know. I figure that I'd give Ben like a B minus C maybe. I don't know. I think going from A to F is a bit rough.
Oh my God. So if they're pragmatic, then what is the other group?
The gun owners?
Yeah.
It said that they're confrontational, non-compromising, and
now confrontational. What does that mean?
Confront people. What do you mean? What does it mean?
Okay. So I don't know what that means.
You don't know what confrontational means?
No, I know what confrontational means, but I know that you're not supposed to have confrontations with people like that.
I think they're probably just like arguing for gun support.
So you go find that politician and you get in their face and you confront them about how they feel?
I don't know to what level they're confronting people, but maybe.
Okay. So I don't know what any of this means. But my point is, who cares? I don't think either one of these people is going to ever vote for any legislation that is going to put gun laws into legislation. So why is this even, who cares?
I don't know. You might be able to vote for some gun legislation.
And you think they're going to vote against it? You think Ben Weber is going to vote against it? And you think Wesleyan's going to vote against it?
Like, gun control? Or
something that would prohibit guns.
Maybe. It depends on what it is.
Oh, so you think who? Who's going to vote against it? And what would give you that indication?
I don't know. I don't know who would vote for or against it. But, like, I mean...
But that's what this is about.
I mean, like... Well, I mean... if you, okay, well, in theory, apparently, Wesleyan would not, because Ohio guns owner, she's just 100% no, and never infringed. Ben Weber, apparently, would let it be infringed, apparently, according to the Ohio gun owner. I don't know. You'd have to ask Ben. But, like, I mean, like, there are pretty, like, sensical gun laws. Like, gun storage laws aren't necessarily
bad. But see,
bad.
You're indoctrinated on this, so that's a problem.
What?
Because this is a very big issue with you.
Yeah.
So, right. So you already...
I just said I'd be in favor of gun storage laws.
Right, so...
You have to lock your guns up.
But I don't think you could say that if you were running for office as a Republican. I don't think you could say that.
You have to have a gun case behind lock and key. That way, like, you know...
Doesn't this group say nothing?
They say nothing, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so...
They would not be a fan of me, I guess. But the Buckeye Firearms Association might.
Right, but do I know that that's what Wesleyan believes?
No.
Okay, so again, what does this mean as far as these candidates
go? In theory, that is what Wesleyan believes. Because...
So why were we talking about gay rights in that video? What does that have to do with guns?
They're probably just being like, well, if you want to vote for a real conservative...
So, can we make the inference that Wesleyan is against gay rights?
Yeah, I'd make that inference.
Okay, well, see, I don't know that that's true. I've never heard that out of her mouth.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I'd agree. Never heard it.
Okay. So, again, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't know what any of these people really believe. I know what they come out and, you know, kind of dance around. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, if you got your guns locked up, you might as well not even have a gun.
Well, here we go.
It ain't going to be no use to you if, you know, somebody breaks in.
The gun!
That time that guy walked in here at 3 o'clock in the morning, I was just damn lucky I had that gun laying right there on the table handy. If it was, had a trigger lock or something like that, I'd been screwed. But when you have kids, yes, you do have to, you know, keep guns put up, locked up. But, you know, I don't have no kids around here, so...
It's to protect kids and because, you know, kids get a hold of guns and then end up shooting up schools. You know, you can't get a hold of a gun if it's behind lock and key, and the only lock and key I have. And as far as, like, if you have kids, I'd suggest just putting all your guns away. But if you don't have kids, then I would probably keep a handgun out, yes. Because, you know, that way, if your house gets broken into, I have a handgun ready, accessible.
Right. Well, I mean, just because you've got kids don't mean that's going to happen. I mean,
well, yes, I'm not saying that, you know, it's just... that's why the secure storage laws would come to pass.
You know, me and my brother, we got Dad's pistol out a couple times and shot it a couple times because we couldn't make it look like the whole box of shells was gone. But, you know, we was also taught some values. And, you know, if you do something wrong, you're going to pay the piper. Your ass is going to be hot. You know, but kids today, they don't get hardly any discipline or something. But
I guess my point is, do you think that Ben Weber or Wesleyan Davis or Stephen Wolf, do you think any of these people running for office are going to vote for any kind of legislation to limit gun rights?
No, because that'd be unpopular.
Okay, so that's what this is all about. This is one candidate saying about the other candidate that they are going to be for infringing on your gun rights because they're supported by a police organization in Canada.
Well, a lot of police organizations, you know, are for people to be allowed to carry guns.
Yeah. This organization specifically says that they're for they support the Second Amendment for law-abiding citizens.
Yeah, as long as you're a law-abiding citizen, you know, because police can't always get there in time, so, you know, you gotta have some type of weapon, and a knife ain't gonna do you no good unless you can throw a knife pretty good.
So, here we are, I guess. I don't know. I think that this issue is not going to mean a whole lot coming this late in the campaign.
I would like to see some...
Probably not.
...proper gun legislation that keeps guns out of the hands of criminals. And I don't think there's anything wrong if you've never had a gun in your life and you are made to go through a gun certification course.
Oh, I have a question. If I was going to buy a gun to break a law, why would I go to a gun shop where they have to run a background check and then this gun is going to be registered in my name? Now, we don't have a state gun registration, but when you buy a gun, it does get registered at the federal level. So, like, why would I just buy a gun, like, third hand off of somebody and then commit the crime with the third hand gun? And then probably pawn off the third hand gun to somebody else?
Well, when you buy a handgun, you've got to fill out that form and get approved. But
not if I'm just buying it off of somebody. I can give you $300 cash and get a pistol and leave with it.
Right. But when you get approved for a gun, they don't necessarily keep that on record. They got it on record where you bought it from, the Social Security, who sold the gun, but they don't have your name. So what they have to do, they have to go to the gun store, and they're supposed to keep records, and they can find out who it was sold to. But the federal government don't actually have in their records who that gun was sold to. They just got in their records who sold the gun. And that's quite stupid, I think.
Well, there we go. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. As I said, who cares? But this even is a topic that took up hour and a half this morning is silly to me.
Why?
I just don't care. I don't care. Because I don't believe if you walked up to either one of these people on the street, if they came knocking on your door, either one of these candidates, and said, would you support legislation that infringed upon the Second Amendment, I don't think either one of them is going to say yes. So, who cares what anybody else says? You're running an election to win,
mm-hmm.
and you're not doing well. So you're throwing everything at the wall you can.
Yeah.
That's it. That's what this is all about. Nothing to do with guns. Nothing to do with what you think one person believes or the other. This is all about winning an election. And I find it very peculiar that a man who apparently is running this group in a video telling you how bad Ben Weber is on gun rights just drops in that video things about gay marriage. What's the point? His thing is gun rights. What does that have to do? He's not lobbying against Ben Weber. He's just telling you that Ben is not strong on guns in his opinion. So what does gay rights have to do with that?
I think he was just giving you what he...
What does data centers have to do with that?
Well, it's... Again, it's just one of those... It's just... To my understanding, the video is that he just did like a background on Ben Weber, basically.
Right, but what he is the CEO of a gun.
He just gave all the information he found.
Right, but he's not running against Ben Weber.
I understand.
Okay, so why does he care?
Well, because he
should care about the gun issue. And why is that other stuff in the video?
I'd wager he's a conservative fellow.
Okay.
And I'd wager that, apparently he's not pro-gay marriage.
Okay, well, fine. You have your opinion. But again, he's not running against... So, are those the things you drop in?
I think he just...
Does that turn off the conservative voter?
Maybe.
Oh, okay. So, he's trying to get...
Not all of them, but
so,
maybe.
So, basically, he does not think guns alone will seal the deal. So he's really got to tell you all the things that Ben is doing.
I don't think that video is going to have much effect at all, truth be told. But
no, I'm just asking. I am confused.
As far
I have
as
not
the video
watched
goes,
that video.
Yes.
And I don't understand what any of those things have to do with guns.
Well, he was supported by some police organization in Canada.
Yes, I got that part of the video, but the rest of it, I don't know what any of that has to do with guns.
He talked about DeWine and Kasich.
Okay.
They passed the red flag laws.
Okay.
Those, I mean,
again, I'm talking about the same-sex section.
You just said you don't know what it has to do with guns. I gave you an instance in which it had to do with guns. You're like, well, I don't know what it has to do with the gay
what
section.
Does same, what does gay rights have to do with guns?
I already went over that.
What is it?
He probably... Nothing to do with guns.
That's it. That's all I wanted to hear.
Okay.
That was it. Nothing to do with guns.
All right.
So why is it in a video on a pro-gun website?
Because he's probably a conservative.
Okay. You can't... That's an inference you're making.
It is, yeah.
He doesn't like DeWine. Doesn't like Kasich.
They passed red flag laws.
But again, what does any of that have to do? What I'm saying...
Red flag laws are... What do you
not
mean?
Not red flag laws. I'm not talking about red flag laws. I'm saying, what does gay rights and data centers in the same video have to do with gun rights?
Well, data centers are a big thing right now. Apparently Ben's in support of data centers, according to that guy. And nothing to do than gay rights.
Here we go. From one of our listeners this morning. Crying about curtailing rights that directly affects them while trying to limit rights for others is the cornerstone of Republican platforms. Because they're homophobic and they apparently think Wesleyan is homophobic too. Well, I can't say that, but that's from a listener.
I wouldn't say they're all homophobic, but... Probably a decent portion of them, yes. I mean, that's why I think gay marriage is one of their things. They're, I guess, opposing gay marriage.
I'm just confused on what it has to do with guns.
Nothing.
Okay, so why is it in a video?
You asked me this 7 times, I'll give you the same answer.
But you're not giving me a sufficient answer. You're giving me, what is a conservative? Okay, well...
Probably because it makes Ben look bad. He's not a fan of Ben.
Now we're getting around to the real point. Not because he's a conservative, because he's taking...
It's literally the first answer I gave you. Probably because he did it, because it's probably like one of those, oh, see, he's not a real... if you want to vote for a real conservative...
Which, again, is what?
Wesleyan Davis, apparently, according to that fellow.
Okay, but again, my point is if you are talking about revoking somebody's rating on guns, which is what this video is supposed to be about... What does gay marriage and data centers have to do with that?
Asked and answered.
Not really. As most people listening feel. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
And I don't know why Republicans are against data centers to begin with.
Don't know.
Wouldn't that be like interfering with private industry or something like that? Like, you know, isn't that supposed to be like one of their things is like, you know, laissez-faire economics? Little government interference. I feel like telling people they can't build data centers is interfering with the private market.
I don't know.
Just throwing that out there.
You have to talk to them. All I know is that most groups, if they're is that a question? If we want to know about your gun rights, how do you feel about gay marriage? I mean, that's my point. My point is that if you are going to say that somebody is soft on guns, and that is your point, and your whole organization is about guns, God gives you the right to a firearm, then why are you going off on other issues in a video talking about firearms? That's all I'm saying. Because it would seem to me that the reason that you're doing that is because you believe somebody is soft on gun rights. You have to tarnish them any way you can.
Well, yeah.
Right. Well, that's not exactly a very on-the-level thing to do.
I'd agree.
Okay. So, that's a problem.
Okay. Yeah.
So, what are you going to do?
Nothing.
Okay, and again, what is the difference between Buckeye Firearm and the Ohio Gun Control or Ohio Gun Owners?
The Buckeye Firearms is pragmatic and supports bipartisan Second Amendment bills, whereas the Ohio Gun Owners is like firebrand.
So what does that mean?
Firebrand?
Yeah.
Like hardcore. No interference with guns.
So you think Buckeye Firearm would support interference?
Pragmatic bipartisan.
So let's do it. Even if it infringes, that's okay.
Bipartisan, pragmatic.
Bipartisan doesn't mean give in.
Well, compromise.
Eh, sometimes.
Compromise is
bipartisan
the name of the game. If you're not compromising in politics, why are you in politics? It's the name of the game.
Well, we did that this week with voting rights. Supreme Court just stripped that right out.
Yep, and they're stupid. I almost used a bad word. Well,
that's the way it's done now. You know, nobody's going to come right out and say, we are this, we are that. But pretty much, you can read the rhetoric on a website and tell exactly what a group is. Now, are they going to spell it out for you? No. Probably because that would be bad.
What are they? What are they?
I don't know what they are.
What do you mean? You just said they spelled it out on their website.
No, I didn't. I said no group is going to spell out on their website exactly what they are and what they're going to do and what they believe. But you can certainly read between the lines.
Yeah, you can certainly read between the lines. So what are they about?
I don't know. When somebody says...
You can read between the lines, but you can't.
Who are you talking about?
Ohio Gun Owners.
I'm not talking directly about Ohio Gun Owners. I'm just saying there is no group that is going to put on their website, I'm going to commit an illegal activity, because you will be shut down if you do that. You can't do that. You can't threaten people. But you can certainly look at certain groups' websites and read between the lines about what they're saying. Not that hard.
Like what?
Do you think you could find a website that says flat out, I'm going to break the law to do this?
Probably.
You could.
They'd
be operational.
There are all kinds. Well, they get shut down pretty quick. But I mean, you can just buy a website.
I'm saying, could you operate long time?
No.
Okay.
They'd shut you down.
So what do they do on their website? They use rhetoric. And you can certainly read between the rhetoric. And just go read that website. That's all I'm saying. Go read the website and you tell me what you think. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah. Why are we even talking about Wesleyan Davis right now?
Because there was... What?
Technically, she's not allowed to be on the ballot, is she? Since her lieutenant governor...
Heather Hill.
That's Heather Hill.
Oh, that's Heather Hill.
Yeah.
Okay, my bad.
Okay, no problem.
Yep.
Bye-bye. That's all I'm saying. As you said, you believe in a lot of gun rights, and you're not particularly okay with the idea that, that God is invoked on a website.
Look, Well, yeah. God did not give you the right to guns. I don't know what to tell you about that one.
So is that to you a logical thing to believe? That should be the biggest, boldest thing on your webpage? Mission statement?
No. God did not get... I want to see that Bible quote. I don't know what else to say. I want to see that quote right there.
So what does it mean?
Well, apparently he feels like it's a God-given right. Unalienable right to have guns.
I think you're talking about Constitution. He said God.
Yeah.
Not even Jesus. We're talking about God.
Unalienable is just like natural. Like, you just have it.
Right.
Innately.
But he's not talking... You think he's talking about a law there? I think he's saying it's not a law thing. God. It came from God.
Yes, that'd be an unalienable right.
No, oh, Lord.
Anyways...
You're really onto the words today, aren't you?
I don't think God gave you the right to have a firearm.
Right. But they do.
Apparently.
So you think that's normal, logic, good thing?
Do I think it's normal? I mean, people invoke God's name for all kinds of things. It's normal, I guess. I don't know that it's logical.
Okay, then. Then it's fine. No problems there.
Normal, not logical. I don't know if that's fine, but okay.
Well, that doesn't make any sense either.
People invoke God's name all the time!
I don't think in that way. They invoke it for other things. But you're anti-religion, too, so there's a whole thing.
I am not anti-religion.
Oh. Well, now, what religion are you?
I'm not.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Ponder that one. You ought to do a website like this.
Look, I have...
We're coming back. Stay tuned.
My voice and Bozo's pretty much ended up sounding the same. I'll tell you one quick story. My wife and I were having dinner in her bedroom.